I'm saying in your case, because we know you're going to lie. So ask no questions, hear no lies.
Well, yes. If you ask me no questions, then you hear no lies. That's it. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, if you're waking up right now, let's find out what's happening in the world of your economy, because this is always important. We try and give you a bit of an update as to what's happening in the world. Starting off with the fact that Eskom has announced not stage one today, but stage two.
Sure. We're making
load load shedding.
You can even say load shooting. Yeah. It is. It's just
load hitting as well. Just add the S in front.
Yes. You know,
I'm like, wait.
It's going to continue until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, so just before you go to church. So there's a reason to definitely try and ask for a couple of things on that Sunday.
When your stage of load shedding is higher than your economic growth number, that's a problem. Yes.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was going to leave it for Sunday, but I literally want to say right now, Jesus, grab the wheel, please.
Please. Grab
if our stage is more than our economic growth, our GDP, wow.
Imagine.
Listen, Woolworths has announced a 12% fall in profit for the past half year and blames load shedding and weak clothing sales as well.
Sure.
Do people still shop for clothes at Woolworths? Okay, I just buy food.
Let me be honest with you. When you buy clothes from Woolies, and anybody who's ever bought will relate to this, you buy it and it lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
Woolies clothing doesn't shed, doesn't tear, doesn't break, doesn't lose color. It stays like that.
Yes.
That's really great. But they're struggling everywhere because they're struggling big time in Australia because they bought this brand and it's just been losing money. So now they're struggling here too. Hey, that's not great.
In other news, former SAA chairman Dudu Muyeni took to the stand for the first time at the Pretoria High Court to testify in her own defense in a delinquency case brought by the organized undoing tax. What is a delinquency case anyway?
Delinquency, right?
I know what a delinquent is. Yeah. So when they called her a delinquent director.
So they're trying to prove that she was a delinquent director.
Wow. Yeah. And we're taking
so
that
they're trying
support.
To prove that she was bad at her job.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And that's pretty much what you can expect today.
And seeing that we congratulate Fish for Swimming in South Africa, let's congratulate her for coming to court. Because last I checked, she couldn't afford accommodation. Yeah, and she couldn't afford to come up from Durban. So, hey.
Wow.
You know, she got to Pretoria, to Joburg, to appear in court. I think it's Pretoria. So big up to her, man.
Yeah. You see? And also, they take it to court so that you can not be a leader or of any big corporation ever again. So
yeah,
that's
but guys, SAA has been leaking money for a very long time.
Yeah. She's not the first one.
I know that there's been reports that people have been saying, oh, but pilots have been earning this much and pilots have been taking this. Yeah, there's a certain extent to their benefits that come with it, with being a pilot.